Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with John Clifton. He's with the Gallup organization, gallup.com, right, John?
That's right.
All right, so check that out, folks, and we're talking about this most recent survey, or not most recent, they do a lot of them, but the one that I know of, the Freedom, the Land of the Free survey, how Americans feel about freedom. And we've dropped, folks, we've fallen off a cliff here with our responses to their survey. 91%, 11 years ago, 91% of Americans said that they felt they were free. They were very positive about freedom, only 75% today. And that's not only a huge number within itself, but it drops us to the lower half of the world's population, the world's developed countries. Right, John?
That's exactly right. And Jim, you'd asked me early what we thought the possible drivers were. And the first one I mentioned were personal economics. But the second one, and I don't think this is going to be a surprise to your listeners, but the second one we believe, and again, we've done a quantitative analysis on this, is attitudes toward the government. So here's a trend that's really disturbing, and it comes from the same survey. But 10 years ago, we asked people in America, is corruption widespread throughout the government in this country or not? Now, majority of Americans said yes to that, 59%. But today, that number has reached 76%.
Yep.
I actually had another reporter ask me about that, and they said, what's the demographic break, and who does that 76% make up? And I said, you know, honestly, when it gets up to 76%, you're getting about everyone.
Right, that's right.
So you don't have to break that out to see who exactly that is. So that's a very concerning trend. And
Did you have any response in there for the media? Was it anybody comment on the media in your survey? Because they're the fifth rail, you know. I mean, they're part of this whole conglomerate up there in Washington.
No, we definitely
New York.
Yeah. We definitely have data on the media, and it's one of the things that we ask about confidence in the institutions. We ask how people feel about the mass media. And over the past 20 years, there has very clearly been an erosion in how people feel about the mass media. Now it's down at around 30% who say that they still have confidence in the mass media. And that's down from 20 years ago to where it used to be over a majority. So
how can you have confidence in an entity that tells you we're not going to be objective? They've come out and said those things, you know, I think when you look at what's happened in the last year, and I'm gonna skewer everyone, Republicans and Democrats. You look at how President Trump has behaved on Twitter. You look at what the Democrats have done, like leaking questions to Hillary from the CNN, from one of the CNN employees, basically. You've got the news media. You've got the Russian thing. You got this Trump hysteria. All of this, the dark state. We got all these leaks coming out. People out here trying to make a living, raising their kids. They keep hearing things like that. That makes them answer the questions that you ask them, John, the way they've done.
Well, and there's another big one that I think might be absent from the conversation, and that's government regulation. So,
if you think
about small businesses, and we say to small businesses, we have an ongoing conversation with small businesses at the national level on a regular basis, but we said to them, what do you think is the most important challenge facing you as a small business owner today?
Yep.
The number one thing, in an open-ended way, was government policies. And they said things like government regulations, taxes, just the government in general. And the economy was too. So these are two things.
John, I had just written that down on my paper to talk to you about. I wrote the word regulations. But here's something that might be good, John. As you may know, under Obama, the last 3 years under Obama, we had record new regulations 3 years in a row. Every year was a new record 3 years in a row. Wayne Cruz, who knows more about this than anybody in the world, told my audience 6 weeks ago he went to the register and there were no new regs. Now, that's a lagging indicator. In a year, I think we might get better results from small businesses on that. So that's a positive.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hey, John, where can they find this research?
Right on Gallup.com.
All right, Gallup.com. So go check it out, folks. And, hey, John, good job today. Keep up the good work. Can we will you come back soon?
Absolutely, Jim. Right, thanks for having me.
John Clifton, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.